This is Weekend All Things Considered on Michigan Radio. I'm Tyler Scott. For college students who will be doing class in person this fall, everything will be different. Dr. Preethi Milani is Chief Health Officer and a professor in the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Michigan. Her op-ed earlier this month in the New York Times is sort of an instruction manual telling college students how to stay safe on campus this fall, and she's with us now. Dr. Milani, college students face a lot of peer pressure to go out, party, and socialize. Can colleges and universities really expect students are always going to make decisions with public health advice in mind?
Thanks, Tyler. I feel that they can, especially if they're given guidance, not so much on what they can't do, but how to reframe what they can do. And as you noted in the op-ed that ran a few days ago, some of the things they can do is try to meet in small numbers, wear masks, and really be outdoors as much as possible. But the question is, can all the people do this all the time? Probably not. And when we talk about a public health informed semester, it doesn't mean zero risk of cases of COVID. Rather, containment of spread in order to continue our core mission in a safe manner. And the students are going to have to step up and help each other through this.
In the past week, UNC, Notre Dame, and here in Michigan, Michigan State University have all reversed course and suspended in-person classes. How confident are you that universities can open up this fall without massive COVID-19 outbreaks on campus?
So I think the operative term there is massive outbreaks. I'm optimistic we can contain the numbers to something that's acceptable. We talk a lot about the risk of COVID, but it's one of many risks to this age group, including things like loneliness, anxiety, depression, as well as academic issues. So keeping those issues in mind, how do you open safely? It's based on the things we've all been doing for the last several months: social distancing, wearing face coverings, washing our hands. Also things like screening everyone for symptoms, making sure that you have a good system up for clinical testing, contact tracing, quarantine, making sure that when people come to campus, they're not leaving the area, that they're staying put. And the hardest one is limiting large gatherings. And that's one that there's been a lot of discussion on, particularly in the off-campus setting.
Yeah. We're here in Ann Arbor. We were talking before we started the interview. You know, you can drive through campus and you can see parties that, well, probably shouldn't be happening if you look at it from a pure COVID prevention perspective. You know, you're always going to have parties on a college campus, it seems like. How do you try to rein that in?
Yeah, so you're right. We're always going to have parties on a college campus, and for that matter, in town. Regular people are also having parties and finding ways to interact, hopefully in as safe a manner as possible. I happen to be a parent of a University of Michigan student, and the advice that I give my own son is the advice I give other students, which is try to stick in a small group of people. Have the group of friends that you're going to stick with for most of the semester. Small numbers. I generally think 10 or less is a good number. And even though it feels a little odd, wearing masks.
As you said earlier, returning to a residential college platform or experience isn't risk-free. What are you expecting to see in terms of cases, confirmed new cases on campus throughout the fall?
We do expect, especially as people arrive on campus, that there's going to be sort of this constant trickle of cases. What we don't want to see is a big rise. It's less about an absolute number, but more about where that trend is going, just like it would be for the state. The other thing that's so important is the percentage positive of tests. And we want to see that number be very, very low.
But what will happen if, you know, cases rise enough in certain areas of campus where it does trigger concern? You know, what will change operationally if the trend is moving in a bad way, meaning more COVID-19 cases on campus?
This is something that every day, multiple times a day, people are huddling and looking at numbers and talking this through. What could happen is that you might halt or pause in-person classes. You might close off common areas. And I'm hopeful that we don't get to that. There are going to be cases, but our hope is to take care of everyone, really ask the students to step up, and that we do our best and reframe what our expectations are this semester.
Dr. Preethi Malani is Chief Health Officer and a professor in the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Michigan.